for you.
Well, I guess a couple things real quickly. First of all, just comment on Dallas. I know Dallas retired today, and it's not a total surprise to anybody, but obviously what a great career he had with us and certainly in the NFL. And Dallas is just a Hall of Fame guy and really personifies, I think, everything that's good about football. His story is a great one, being a walk-on. What an illustrious career he had here and an interesting career. I was talking to somebody earlier today. You know, if you look at our depth chart when we got here, he was an outside linebacker. Bruce Clark was a tight end. Both of them walk-ons from pretty much the same region there, and both had interesting stories. But, you know, obviously a great career here, great career in the NFL. And I think the three things I would say, you know, I remember Bill Polian talking about him in the locker room. He came to see one of our Indiana games we were visiting beforehand, and said Dallas just likes getting his ankles taped. You know, he's that kind of guy. You know, just such a positive energy with everything he did. And I think back when, you know, he was a senior, won the John Mackey Award, and actually a junior, but his last year here won the John Mackey Award. And, you know, he's bugging us to play on every special team. And then the other thing I think just about Dallas is that, you know, he's never changed. You know, he's still the same guy now after reaching the pinnacle in pro football and certainly college football. And he's pretty much achieved everything he can achieve. Still just a very humble, you know, great guy, grounded guy. So just really happy for him and Karen and wish them all the best. Secondly, just very excited about Seth Wallace coming back and joining our staff. Seth's done a great job since he's been gone and climbed to the coordinator position and did a wonderful job down at Valdosta. So really excited about having him join our staff, and we're moving on. And, you know, that's a good thing. And, you know, then the facility on top of that, not sure exactly when it's going to be done, but had a chance to go through it last week. We went through it right before the end of spring ball. And going through it last week, 4 or 5 weeks later, it's just really fantastic. So very, very excited about that as well. And looking forward to the first time our players can go through and experience it. So, you know, all positive on that front as well.
Kirk, is Seth's position going to be similar to Eric's in that there will be a defensive assistant and recruiting coordinator?
That's the plan right now. And, you know, we're trying to make sure he's got the flexibility to get out on the road a little bit in season. You know, we haven't utilized all of our NCAA days during the fall. We've come close, but not all. So I think that's one area maybe we can improve a little bit and just get a little bit more exposure. And so, you know, I think we've got a structure where he'll have that freedom. If he has to get off campus early in the week or late in the week, he can do that. And obviously he's a very capable, outstanding defensive coach as well. So I think he can coach a lot of different things, but you know, he'll still be involved in that as well.
Is this the first step of the personnel department, quote unquote? How that?
Yeah, I think we're probably you know, moving in that direction a little bit, and I can probably comment on it in August a little bit more, maybe even at the Big Ten meetings about where we're going. But yeah, it's just clearly, you know, you have to dedicate a little bit more time to it. And when we lost Tyler Barnes to Vanderbilt, we hired Max Tomlin. Has done a great job. He's doing a little bit more of the, you know, promotions and creative thinking type things. And so we lost a little ground in some of the football stuff. So I think there's some room for growth right now.
Your depth at safety is obviously taking a hit. How much does that make the value of Loudermilk, and where do you go? I mean, how confident are you maybe as a unit?
You know, depth is a concern every year at several positions, and it was a concern in the spring to me about our safety position regardless. So, you know, that really hasn't changed in our offensive line, the depth there at that position, and the old Sarah linebacker position. You know, I think we're on the right road, but we've got a lot of work to do in all those areas. And, you know, so that's something that will be of keen interest when we get going in August.
Kirk, is this the time of year when you worry about off-the-field stuff more than any of these 2 months?
You know, I worry about it all the time. You know, it's just part of coaching. But certainly it's a different time when they come back in June. On a couple fronts, you know, they have more free time. We have a large group of guys that have never lived off campus that are doing it for the first time. So that opens the door for more bad decisions. And, you know, it might be citizenship-wise. It might be the way they're eating or their sleep habits, all those things that it takes to be a good college football player. So, you know, I worry about that all the time.
Secondary improved as the year went. Early on the season, it was kind of giving up big plays. Mm-hmm. What did you see now that you had time to reflect that the secondary was tighter that last month?
I think our whole defense improved. And, You know, part of it was, you know, getting Desmond King, a true freshman, settled in there a little bit. Johnny hadn't played at that point, so he was new. And then our veterans were BJ and Tanner, so now it's just kind of flip. I know Jordan's in a new position, and I know he hasn't started or played all that much, but I feel like he's a veteran guy. He's a really heady guy and a very tough-minded guy. So I think it's just a short matter of time. I'm really confident by the end of camp he'll be ready to play as if he were a starter a year ago. So, yeah, we got to get that corner position settled. But as you mentioned a minute ago, our depth is we've got to bring our twos along fast at the safety positions.
What do you anticipate moving either a corner to safety or maybe even some of the new freshmen?
Yeah, we'll be open to anybody, especially the newcomers, the incoming guys, and we recruit a lot of DBs. So I think there is some position flexibility there, and that's something we'll, especially the first portion of camp, we'll look hard at that. And I think, obviously, realistically right now, defensively, there's an opportunity for some guys to play as true freshmen. You know, we never envisioned Desmond playing as a starter, but that's the way it worked out, and he did fine. I think we'll really keep an open mind there, and probably the linebacker position as well. If a guy or two can help our depth and our special teams, we'll be open to it.
What do you see in a guy like Robert Milk that makes him a strong safety in the sense of just a flair for contact, or what do you see in him that kind of?
Oh, he probably could play free as well, I think. If we got in a pinch, but I think that's just what he's best suited for. And we weren't sure if he'd be an outside backer or a safety, so I think that's probably his best slot.
Do you have any eligibility or injury type of updates?
We have one incoming freshman we're still waiting on. That's probably going to go down to the wire. And then other than that, a couple guys in summer school, they're going to have to do a quality job. But nothing really out of the ordinary at this point.
I'm not sure if you can comment on this or not. Torrey Hedrick, is he with the team or is this?
Yeah, I can't comment because he hasn't signed a letter. So, yeah, I can't comment on that.
Do you expect him here this summer? Or is he...
Yeah, I can't comment because he hasn't signed a letter. But
what are the things you do with a guy like Wiseman in the sense that preparing him for a season and the attack? You used to have it with Albert Young, for example. You treated him differently because you knew how he could do on Saturday, mm-hmm. and you wanted to rest the body. Is Mark at that stage a little bit?
I think with our backs that have been tackled, they won't be tackled a lot in camp, and we haven't done that with many guys going back to Fred Russell even. If a guy's proven that he can be secure at the ball in competition, we're really careful. And we don't do a lot of live tackling, period. We never have. I think that'll probably be the approach with he and Damon's carries, Jordan. We're going to be a little bit limited with those guys probably. But you still got to get ready too, and they've got to get tackled a little bit just to be ready for the season.
Your best things here to really establish on the offensive and defensive line. I know there's still a training camp to go and people mm-hmm. stay healthy. How good do you feel about those two units based on what happened?
We have an opportunity at least to, if you look at our defensive line over the last 3 years, 2012, we were just so young and inexperienced. Maybe not overly young. We had two seniors, but neither one of those guys really played much. And so at least this year, you got three starters back, and I consider Mike Carty a starter. He started over half the games and high percentage of our Big Ten games. And he was one of the good stories of the season last year because, I'm not sure we saw that coming the way he played. So at least, we're off to a head start there, and we got a little better depth on the defensive line than we may do maybe on the offensive line. We got four guys that have started there or at least played a lot of football. And so, we got a good core, but that doesn't mean we're there yet. We got to get better, and we have to develop guys to come in and help those guys out as well.
What advantage does having a good core on both sides? What does that help you going into camp and just building your team around?
We're a team that believes in blocking, and we believe in playing defense, so it sure helps to have guys that have done it a little bit. Some teams it may not be as significant for, but for us it is important. It's really we play better if we're playing well on the lines, and that is, it's a historical fact. You're right about that.
Kirk, you grew up
in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and over the weekend, Chuck. I assume he followed the Steelers when you were younger. Did he have any kind of career?
Absolutely. It's fair to say he was an idol of mine, somebody I idolized. And I knew at a pretty early age, at least I thought I did, I wanted to coach and teach. I made up my mind in 10th grade that I wanted to do that. coincidentally, that was right when they were starting to make their move in the early 70s. So I feel very fortunate. I've been around so many great people in my life, and not Coach Knoll directly, but indirectly. Just, you know, I was in college. My dad would send me we didn't have the internet back then, right? So he'd send me the sports section from the Pittsburgh papers all 7 days every week, and I read every article. Still got a lot of them in my file in there, and I've got everything that's been written over the last several days. They pulled that up for me. So, and probably one of the highlights of my coaching career, quite frankly, is I got to listen to him speak. I was invited to a clinic in 1995, Robert Morris College, Joe Walton and Dan Radakowicz, a couple guys that coached with the Steelers through a clinic. And I got to hear Coach Knoll talk about the art of hitting for 50 minutes. And for me, that was a thrill. Maybe not for everybody else, but for me, that was a thrill. I was just mesmerized that an NFL coach could talk for 50 straight minutes just about technique and fundamentals. But if you watch their team plays, I mean, that was a trademark of their team. And, he was just a very humble. You just read the quotes, the players talk, they could say it a lot better than I could. I mean, just to me, he stands for what's good in coaching, and sort of grew up in that town. It was just a lucky coincidence, and I've been lucky along the way. Timed a lot of good things up, I guess, with some good people I've been around. So,
well, I think that's